Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. I'm your host, Jason Weber, and I am so excited to be joined today by President Mazachak with Midwestern State University. So, President Mazachak, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. I know we were talking a little bit beforehand, and this is your first one, so I am honored that I get to be the one to talk with you today. But before we dive into topics and all that, welcome and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you. First of all, Jason, thank you for the opportunity to talk about values today. And thank you for being my first attempt at doing a podcast. I am truly thrilled to be able to have this be the topic of my first podcast. So one of the things, I'm new to Midwestern State University, and I am 5 months on the job, but I will tell you that part of the decision to take the position here at Midwestern State had to do with the values journey that the campus went through last spring, and how they defined what was the most important to them really sent a strong message to me, an outsider, about what was important, how they treated their students, how they thought about the future, how they made decisions, all of those different things. And I am just thrilled that that you helped lead that effort, and that the faculty and staff and alumni and community went through that journey together to define themselves. I actually have been in higher education for 30 years. I am dedicated and committed to making sure that all people have an opportunity to further their educational goals and dreams, and to being a part of that, to being a part of whatever that takes to make that possible for the potential students at Midwestern State University. And I am just thrilled to be here.
You know, there's one common thread. I mean, I'm sure there are multiple, but one common thread that really stood out as you were kind of talking about, you know, what really drew you and what stood out was the values. And, you know, prior to even myself and my family moving down from Wisconsin, it was the values. And I want to kind of expand on that a little bit, because, you know, sure, companies have values, right? We see them, we hear about them, but to truly live them, and as we've been talking so much about a values-based culture, what that means, what that looks like. And as you had mentioned, it's a part of everything that we do. Mm-hmm. So in the time that you've been here, where have you seen the values really come to life?
So, that's such a good question. The top value for Midwestern State University is people-centered. And it really defined in such a way that we engage others with respect, empathy, and I love the word joy, which is part of it too. And so I really did look to see, you know, sometimes organizations' values that they put forward are sometimes what they hope they'll be, right? And that's true too. But for values to really have the lasting impact on an organization, they have to be what we are, and we look to make those have the best outcome for our organization and the people we serve. And I have found that the values that they were able to identify through the values journey last year are actually how they live here. And so I have found the people to be tremendous. And the way that they treat each other, and the way that we think about serving our students, is in alignment with what they identified. And finding that the level of respect that we have for each other, when you sit in meetings and you even talk about tough topics that people don't agree on, there is a level of respect in that room. At the same place, time people can come forward with what their opinions and their thoughts truly are, and that we really do work to bring together people with diverging points of view on topics, to talk about important issues and to develop solutions together. And I found that to be very important, and I found that to exist here on our campus. And the other thing is that the values here at MSU, people do work to live those out every day. I hear people talk about it. I know that we are onboarding our new faculty and staff with the values and help making sure they understand what makes this organization really tick and the people tick, and how we treat each other and what we expect as a result of that, because these are our values. And so I see that happening in places with new people coming on board and with people who are already here, and even with our new students. And I found it to be a part of the DNA.
You know, and one of the things that I've come to love about, you know, having this values focus is it creates a common language. You know, and as you were mentioning, you know, as we think about idea of being people-centered, and before we started, you had talked about how important respect is. And I know you touched on that a little bit, but that ability for us to leverage different viewpoints. There's so much value in that. When we disagree, there's value in that, right? As long as we're doing it appropriately, of course. But I think that's such a great example of how our values create that shared language, which then allows us to tackle, you know, difficult decisions, you know, difficult situations, and say, all right, before we let this get bigger than, I don't know, bigger than it needs to, or bigger than ourselves, right? Let's go back to that shared language and let's respond in this manner.
You know, I'd like to add something to that, Jason. You said a couple of things that I think are really important. And one of the things I think is most important as leaders and employees, faculty or staff, for our values to really come to life, they're evident when you are making decisions. That's actually where I think we see the outcomes of our values, and in the most positive way. And it also is the place where you see if you're really living your values. When you're making hard decisions and you're trying to develop the possible solutions to the concerns or the challenges or the opportunities that you have, that's where you really see whether your values are living and active in your organization. And that is so important as a leader, that you're thinking that through as you're coming to a decision and trying to reconcile it, not only with what your values are, but is it the right thing for the organization? So,
you know, and with that, when we think about the values at MSU, and, you know, we've already talked people-centered, but we also have community, integrity, visionary, and connections. One of the things that I love that you guys have been able to do has, you know, underneath each one of those, because especially when we talk about values, you know, one of the I guess kind of points that can come up is, oh, so with MSU identifying these values, are you saying that my values need to, you know, have to be that? And well, of course, no, right? But as an organization, this is the framework and the structure and how we are operating. And underneath each of these values, we have some guiding behaviors. So when we say, you know, integrity, and this kind of goes back to the decision-making you were talking about, is always do the right thing. Okay, well, then that lends that question of, but what does that mean for me? And we have these guiding behaviors: act honorably and respectfully, take responsibility for your words and actions. So that's one of the ways that we can see, you know, the values turn into simply a statement to a guiding document. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please.
Oh, I would like to give you an example of that. So one of the things that we do at the beginning of every year when we have brand new faculty, this is my favorite thing to do. I've been doing it for years, even before I came to MSU. I love to review organizational values with new people and try to help bridge the between what the values are and what your behavior might look like in the classroom or with your students. And we had the great opportunity to sit with, or stand actually, with the new faculty coming in, and walked through each one of those values, and especially those guiding behaviors, which I think is outstanding, Jason, when you went through this and developed these together. That creates a way for people to see how they exist in these values with, and we walked through and said, okay, as a faculty member, these are really the most important points, behaviors out of each of those values that relates to what you do every day with students, whether you're teaching, advising, making decisions about whether to let them take the test late or early, or add the class late, or whatever that situation might be, and how helpful that was. And when I had the opportunity to talk with the faculty, they had great questions about, well, if this is our value, then what about this? What if this came up? What how would this look at MSU? Or how would this look with if this is our value system? And it gives us a way to talk about everyday things that happen that we all have to navigate one-on-one, usually without any oversight, to make sure that we are living the values every day in the way that we carry out the job that we have at the institution. Whether you're a faculty member, or you're working in the bookstore, or you're working the buildings and grounds, or you're the provost, it doesn't matter. These values apply in ways and have impact on behaviors that we would have no matter what your position is inside MSU.
You know, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think that's a reality that we have to consider with values, is we all play a part. We are all a part of the family. And while we can say that, all right, we've got our core value sheet, we've defined them, we've provided guiding behaviors, you know, there's still that element of choice and control that, you know, if I'm in athletics, I may respond to it and I may act on it in this manner. But regardless, it's going to enhance and it's going to further our organization, right? It provides that consistency. It provides that foundation in which we can build our culture, which is just so impactful. And that's one of the things that I love so much is, you know, we don't necessarily look at this and say, it's only this. That, you know, integrity or visionary is only this. But no, as an organization, this is how we're defining it. And then we need each of our team members to help us bring that to life in the environments in which they operate.
Yeah. But by going through this process and identifying your values and the associated behaviors, it gives people a guidepost, right? For what to do in situations when they have questions about that. The other thing that I don't want to miss here either is I've always felt like this type of an exercise and this type of an agreement about what our values are is also an accountability system, meaning that it sets a target for how I should act and what I should consider as I'm making a decision between this or that, and that it allows somebody to call me on the carpet, so to speak. So if somebody says, hey, Julie, what are you doing? That is not in alignment with what we said is people-centered, or that's not in alignment with what we say about connections. I think you need to rethink that. I think maybe you need to back up, or I think you might need to approach that a different way. And really, it's you have to be able in an organization to do that to your colleagues. Yeah. You have to be able to say, hey, we believe in these values and that doesn't look like our values. Let's figure out how to fix that. You have to be able to do that peer to peer, colleague to colleague, supervisor to employee, all the way across the board. You have to be able to do it employee to supervisor, right? I hope people will call me on the carpet if I'm not living out my values, mm-hmm. and will say, hey, you probably need to work on this, Julie. This didn't really align with what we were doing. And I think that's when you know that's when you know your values are alive and well, is when other people are saying, hey, get on board here. You're not living out our values the way that we're supposed to.
Okay, so. Absolutely love that. And it just, that ability to be able to create a space, right? And build the values and let the values come to life in that manner. So now I want to build on that. Your vision, let's go a year, 2 years out. Where do you hope to see, or where do you want to encourage that these values really come alive?
Oh, gosh. That's such a good question, Jason. And my answer isn't going to be, I think, what you're hoping for, but it really needs to be evident in everything that we do.
Yeah.
And that's as simple as what happens when a student comes up to a window at the bursar office.
Yeah.
Or when they are walking across campus, and our buildings and grounds folks are doing such a great job making sure that the facility looks beautiful, or that the trash is emptied, or that we have beautiful buildings on campus, or it really is evident. This is what, for me, what I hope to see is when we gather together, faculty, staff, leaders, everyone together, that you have a sense when we're together, what is in the program, how we're treating each other, how we're lifting each other up, or how we're holding each other accountable, that you have a sense that we are living these values. And that's not specific, I know, but that is what I truly hope.
But you know, here's what I love about that, is that is such an empowering answer, right? Because ultimately, the values aren't something that you can just simply say, here's a list, now everybody do this. Right. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to create that space where we can empower others to be able to create their identity there. Right. Or to be able to bring in their values to bring this to life. So I love that answer, because again, what you've done is, at least from my viewpoint here, is we've created this really this sense of empowerment where, hey, if we truly want to be a community, and we want to promote these cultures, and I'm going to go right back to these guiding behaviors here, promote that culture of equity, of diversity, of belonging, nurturing a safe and open environment, we've got to start, right? Mm-hmm. And our values are that way, as you had mentioned earlier, kind of those guiding posts in which we can start to, you know, build these behaviors and build that culture and that sense of community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd add one thing to that, Jason. It's not all big things. That's the point I want to make sure and get across. It actually is in the little things that we do every single day. You know, how we greet each other on campus, how we present our offices, how we leave our doors open. It truly is how we treat the little things. It's not just the big things. So I want to make sure people remember that. Mm-hmm.
So as we're drawing this conversation to a close, we know that there's a lot more that's coming with the values and what we're doing. And we've got a lot of ideas around how we can further promote and enhance. What are some final thoughts? What would you like to leave us with today?
So in the end, I believe that values really do reflect an organization and how it interacts not only with the people who are a part of the organization, but how we interact with the people we serve, the communities we serve, the state we serve. And I believe that the focus on thinking about our values allows us to be even better than we were before we were able to state what was important to us, because it does create that common language. It creates that joining factor that brings us all to the same place, because it's a common purpose and it's a common way of living out our purpose. And I am just so excited that MSU took this journey, and that we have identified our values, and that they give us the foundation upon to build everything that we hope to do in the future and accomplish, and will unify all of us in that effort towards the vision that we have for tomorrow.
Wonderful. Julie, thank you so much for joining me today. This truly was a lot of fun. And for your first time, I hope it wasn't too painful. But, you know, I want to encourage everyone, continue being curious, asking questions, you know, talking about ways that we can bring the MSU values to life. So I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. If you have any comments or questions, please let me know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. And until next time, take care.